Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side.
Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in. Third hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and ring in our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD, and Talking with TD. TD, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything with you guys?
We are doing quite well. And TD, some news this morning on the Titans side of things. Todd Downing looks to be the hire as the next offensive coordinator. So Mike Vrabel and company going with the promoting from within method once again. What do you think of that? And what do you think of the hire of Todd Downing?
Yeah, I think it's a solid move. Continuity is key. I think it's important to go with a guy who knows the players on the team, especially with what we've been facing as far as how the whole offseason has taken place, right? No OTAs, no mini camps. If that's to be the case next year or this upcoming season, it will be tough for an external guy to come in and establish those relationships and really get that feel for the players and how to put them in the best situation. So I think bringing in a guy that has already been there and done that as far as seeing install and those type of things, I think that's really important. And also the terminology, you want to keep that similar. If you remember, that was the key reason why, you know, Arthur Smith was brought aboard to be the OC, was to keep everything flowing in the right direction. And I think it's a solid move. It's not going to get the fanfare that, you know, bringing in, you know, a Jay Gruden or something like that would have. But I think this is a good move for this team. And, again, it stresses continuity and they can kind of pick up where they are left off.
So, TD, I assume this means more that Raiders fans are everywhere than that they were up at 4 a.m. On the West Coast. But, like, as soon as Rappaport had it first this morning, like really early, yeah, immediately Raiders fans – are just all over, you know, all over this, talking about, you know, Downing in that year in 2017, which obviously did not go well. It was Derek Carr coming off a broken leg. Downing had earned the promotion from QB coach, which had gone very well, and then OC did not go well. What is your, you know, recollection of his season as OC? How much do you think that season was on him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the whole season was on him. I mean, there was regression from Michael Crabtree as well as, you know, Amari Cooper still had a solid season. But, I mean, it was his first time calling the play, so I'm not going to completely ding him on it. I think you have to go back and look at some of his experiences since then and some of the coaches that he's worked with. That, in my opinion, is the key. You're not always going to hit the ground running. That's really the bottom line. But as you mentioned, his work with Derek Carr was outstanding, and Carr, you know, really blossomed, right? He was a Pro Bowl quarterback, you know, so that was big time. And then if you look, you know, he was, you know, he continued to progress. But, I mean, I think you can't really put all the stock in what happened in 17.
TD, does the fact that we haven't had, you know, any movement on the defensive coordinator part of this, at least from the outside, signal to you that they're just going to keep this internal as well and move ahead with Shane Bowen as the guy next season?
Yes, that's exactly what it signals. And I've kind of said this multiple times that I think that is what's going to happen. It's going to go internally, and they're just going to go ahead and put the title to the work that Bowen has done. And it's the same situation, continuity. A lot of people are going to ding Shane Bowen for the ineptness on defense. And I get it to an extent. The blame should absolutely be placed on him. But I think you have to look at the fact that there were only three outside linebackers being fielded for most of the games. You know, there were some personnel issues, you know, as far as Harold Landry pretty much being your only consistent, and he wasn't really consistent either. So long story short, you need the horses to run the race. And I don't think they had all the horses there for them to be able to do what they needed to do on defense. And pass rush, that changes everything. That's where it has to happen. You need that pass rush up front, especially if you're not as strong in the back end as they were. You know, so there's a lot to be improved upon, both scheme-wise as well as personnel-wise.
If that's how it goes, TD, what is the value? I mean, obviously, one thing I could say answer to this is we won't be asking Vrabel about it like we did this year. But what is the value internally of putting the title on Shane Bowen? How does that change things for him? How does that maybe change things for the players?
Well, I think one of the values is it would have him as a coordinator and you know, be able to kind of bounce around a little bit more throughout the defense as opposed to just working with the outside linebackers. I mean, that's something. But I really don't think that the value is there as much in the title as it is the second year of experience. And you know, everybody is so quick to mention Dean Pease, and 100% he is worthy of being mentioned, right? But remember, that defense got better. It got much better in year two. So even a guy who had been coaching at that time for 45 years didn't hit the ground running when he first got here, right? So you have to understand that these things take time, especially when you don't have a dynamic guy up front. So, you know, it's not as much the title as it is the experience and getting another year in the same scheme. I think that is exactly where the value lies in bringing back Bowen.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And TD, Schefter reporting yesterday that Deshaun Watson has asked for a trade from the Texans, apparently asked for it a couple of weeks ago. Can you believe that the Houston Texans have let it get to this point where it looks like they're going to lose their franchise quarterback?
Yeah, it's amazing how that has happened. I laugh because it makes me think of a tweet that DeAndre Hopkins posted recently, and it's just like 1,000 dominoes just falling, and that's really what it is, man. It is unbelievable that this franchise, I mean, at one point, the Texans, you talk about teams in the AFC and contenders, they were one of the teams that you mentioned consistently. And it's just amazing the free fall that they've had to where, you know, you got your best weapon on offense and Hopkins gone. We don't have time to list all that, but it just has really just crumbled. And it's amazing to see how that has happened.
So, TD, if you've got, we've all been making our guesses on, you know, how this unfolds. Do you have a favorite in mind? And also, do you think that we are going to see more of this moving forward? You know, players taking control of their situation. It hasn't happened a ton in the NFL. It happens more in other leagues like the NBA for certain. Do you think that we'll see more of this?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think really it comes down to terrible circumstances in Houston. But, I mean, you look at Khalil Mack with the Raiders, you know, how that one worked out as far as him being traded. But Carson Palmer, remember, coincidentally, with the Raiders, Carson, or he ended up being with the Raiders, you know, after you know, saying he was done with Cincinnati. So
yeah.
I think it can happen. The precedent has kind of been set. I thought that this was something that would happen in Philly, right, with Carson Wentz. But we'll see. We'll see how it continues because, you know, how this league is, man, it's different from the others because the team owners have done a really good job of maintaining almost absolute control. So I just want to see how they will turn around and adjust it because I can't imagine Jerry Jones is looking at this with a happy face.
TD, last thing for you here. You've been down at the Senior Bowl. What stood out to you this week down there?
Oh, yeah, it's been a great experience. You know, it's a little bit different, but as far as on the field, you know, the thing that I really like is the matchup guys that are down here. You know, you got Kadarius Toney, you got Dwayne Eskridge, who, by the way, is probably not going to play tomorrow. You got Demetric Felton out of UCLA. All of these guys are kind of like hybrid runner slash receiver guys that if need be, you can line up in the backfield. So I think that really matches up well with what this Titans team needs. You know, Amari Rodgers, he's another one that I think is a guy that you could put in a slot, but you could also just work him all over the field. So that's really what stood out to me. There's some pretty solid edge guys. You know, Carlos Basham from Wake Forest has stood out. Patrick Jones has been consistent. William Bradley King out of Baylor is an impressive player also. So I got to see some guys that kind of surprised me. Rashad Weaver out of Pittsburgh as well. So it's been a great experience. There's a very nice collection of talent, you know, at the edge position, which is where the Titans are going to need to add some horses, as we talked about earlier. So those are some of the things that stood out the most to me.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, Teron Davenport, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff, man. We appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport has been our guest. Spent all week down at the Senior Bowl. Josh Palmer making some noise down there, too.
Yeah, I saw him tearing up some people. I mean, Trey Smith, lots of acclaim. No surprise.
Yeah, no.
Trey Smith is going to be a real good player in the NFL. And I can't think, I mean, of all the people who are going to enjoy that assignment, football, all the TD, man, that's made for TD.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
find someone who loves you like TD loves football.
Exactly. And the Titans are going to need to find their next draft pick. TD looking forward to it down at the Senior Bowl. Where are the Titans going to go with their draft? Mel Kiper released his first draft mock draft over the weekend. Where do the Titans fall there? What kind of pick are they going with? We'll discuss that when we come back. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.